Hundreds of Miami-Dade County police officers and employees could lose their jobs by the fall. Mayor Carlos Jimenez's proposed budget could mean a payroll cut of 2% or $9.5 million next year. The county law enforcement union released a list of different positions, including officers and civilian workers who were in danger of being let go. The list represents almost 400 different employees who could lose their job. The police department has the largest Miami-Dade staff with a payroll of $470 million. The staff layoffs would occur at the start of the new budget year, which begins October 1st. Mayor Jimenez insists he would like to avoid the cuts if the union negotiates new health care plans. The Miami, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale metropolitan area is experiencing a slowdown in median home prices, but it's still rising faster than the rest of the country. The National Association of Realtors says the rise in the second quarter was just over 7.5%. That translates to a median home price of $270,000. Just about everywhere you turn today, somebody's talking about the one-of-a-kind Robin Williams. The comedian and actor took his own life 2 days ago, and it seems to have had quite the impact. Williams made his own imprint on South Beach, where the movie, The Birdcage, put the spotlight on the area's nightlife and made drag queens the star of the show. Julia Duba went to where that movie was filmed, the Carlisle.
You do an eclectic celebration of the dance. You do Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. You do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham.
That's Robin Williams' character in The Birdcage. He's training a dancer to perform a show inside the Carlisle Hotel in South Beach. In the movie, Williams plays a gay man who owns a drag nightclub and is trying to disguise his partner as a tough straight man. It's all to fool his very conservative soon-to-be in-laws when they come over for dinner. Visitors stopping by the Carlisle for lunch may or may not have known Williams filmed The Birdcage there, but chances are they have a favorite Robin Williams movie.
Patch Adams.
What Dreams May Come.
Glover, Jumanji. And
I remember him as a very funny man.
He was such a big part of everyone's childhood.
Uses his quirky sense of humor.
He's just probably one of like the funniest actors.
It'll be a memorable experience to eat lunch here today of all days.
The movie was a step away from the 80s Miami Vice era depiction of Miami Beach and a nod to the nightlife scene the city is still known for today. There's a painted portrait of a wide-eyed Robin Williams looking out a window in front of the Carlisle. Among so many iconic roles, Robin Williams' performance in The Birdcage will always belong to South Florida. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
And all these years later, that movie's still really funny. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.